Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We know there are 101 ways to screw up a date, but what about before you even get to the date? If you're guilty of these few things, you may never make it to the actual restaurant. Find out what they are next.
We'll get to that in just a second with Trending in Tampa Bay on Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hit music. But first, Francesca from Holiday, what song did you just hear?
That was Havana by Camila Cabello.
Francesca, I got you. I hope you got some time to go shopping because you just got $500.
Woo! Woo! Oh, my
gosh. Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, how many times have you tried the hot song of the day?
Days upon days upon days. Every time I'm going to work.
I love it. Well, look here. You got it. You got through. And now you got $500.
Oh, my gosh. Miguel and Ollie, thank you. Woo!
Of course. Definitely. So happy to be able to help you with this. Money, girl. So go treat yourself. Well, this is the great thing is that you and the Miguel and Holly family, you have another opportunity, several more opportunities today to win. Mm-hmm. But the next time you're going to hear Camila Cabello's Havana play is between 11:45 and noon, all right, with Danny. Mm-hmm. Right here on Hot 101.5.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5. Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
All right, let's talk about self-sabotage for a second, because obviously, you know there are a lot of ways to screw up a date while you're on the date.
Mm-hmm.
We hear about a lot of them during Blown Off every time we play it at 7:45.
Yes.
Now, here's the thing is that I'm not going to worry about that right now. What if you never make it to the date because you've already screwed up your chances with the person that you matched with on Tinder or the person that your friend set you up with or whatever the case may be? So I have a list of things that you need to be careful of so that you don't self-sabotage yourself when you're getting ready for a date, okay?
Okay.
All right, so first, there's three. Let's talk three of them. Making a grand gesture. So let's say you maybe feel like the person you're going on a date with is a little bit out of your league or something, and you really want to make a good impression. That's something that's coming from a good place, but then, like, let's say you plan this whole big thing, like, the example given here is that someone's friend was getting ready to go on a date, and he made an 8-minute video to divulge where and when the date would be for him.
No, too much.
Exactly.
Too much.
The date never happened because there's an 8-minute video involved, and we haven't even been out yet.
All you're doing is just getting to know each other. You don't got to do anything else.
Like, those grand romantic gestures, even if someone likes those in their life, they don't want it from someone they don't know.
It's too much too soon.
Yeah.
Let me get to know you first before you do anything else.
Please. Talking online endlessly. This really speaks to if you're using the apps, you know, like Hinge or Bumble or Tinder or whatever.
Yeah.
If the two of you let the chat go on for too long, you're both in danger of actually meeting someone else and going on a date with them before you actually get on a date. So if you chat for like a week on the app and you think things are getting, you know, really good, and now you've set up, it's bad for several reasons because you're leaving a lot of time where the person could meet someone else. But number two, okay, so you're talking about all this stuff. You're setting up in your head who this person is on via chat.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you meet them, it's a completely different experience because face-to-face is different than over text.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, if you're talking and you talk all about what you know, likes, dislikes, all this stuff together, sometimes you end up with not a lot to talk about on the date.
No, it's true. You can't reveal everything. You got to leave something left for the conversation.
Yeah, so don't let that online, you know, the match and then the chatting happen for too long. And finally, social media stalking. Now, I know we all do this because we don't want to be on a date with a serial killer.
Yeah.
Obviously. But there's no reason to link up on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you know, Friendster.
Oh.
Whatever. There's no reason to do it right before the date or right after, because once you enter that world's, you know, that person's world of social media, that's also a whole bunch of different stuff.
Yeah.
So you can definitely give them a quick Google search, maybe check a Facebook, but I wouldn't say start adding them on all the apps. Don't get too overly friendly, like start sending them Snapchats or anything, because that's too much.
Right. And especially if you haven't like exchanged Instagrams or anything, and then all of a sudden you just pop up and add them, that means you were spending time looking for them.
Yes.
Ultimate stalker.
Absolutely. So just those are what can ruin a date before you even get there. Let's do a quick Tampa Bay train wreck.
Oh, our favorite.
It really is. All right. So, and it's a little bit sad, but the girl is okay.
Oh, dear.
It's more, like, ridiculous than anything that... Let me start here. A man was arrested because I guess he had been dating a girl. They broke up. She got with a new guy. Whatever. It happens. Well, she and the new guy pulled into the driveway, and the old guy, the old boyfriend, was there to yell at her because he didn't want her with this new girl.
Oh, no.
Well, she's in the car, and he's outside the car, and they're having an argument about the guy in the car with her, and then he slapped her with something.
Oh, no.
I mean, he ended up, like, actually just kind of beating her up. Not beating her up, but, like, you know, slapping her around on her body and her face, but he slapped her with something that I didn't think it was possible to slap someone with. I would never say you could slap with this item, but that's what the news said.
Producer Ryan, what did he use?
It was in a driveway?
Yeah.
I'm going to say he ripped a plant out of the ground.
Oh!
Dang.
And a thorn in the chin.
He went Hulk on her. Okay.
Associate producer Scotty the Body, what did he use?
It's going to hurt, but it's going to be a hose.
It
was running around his head and whoop, pow!
Okay, okay. Miguel?
I'm going to say there was an animal around, like a dog or a cat or something. And like, I feel like this person is like the worst of the worst, so he would pick up a little puppy.
Okay.
Or poochie.
I liked all of your answers, but they were all wrong. It was a bowl of chili.
What?
Okay, this was a repeated slapping?
No, it was just one slap with the chili, because you only get one good one, I guess, with a bowl of chili. And then he pulled her out of the car, and they, like, tussled for a bit, and then he was arrested.
What the?
And she's okay, but she had chili all over her.
I'm going to go pour some chili on his head.
Right? Like, who uses a bowl of chili as a weapon?
You never heard of the old chili slap?
Clearly.
Oh, no.
No, clearly not. Like, this woman, I wanted to make sure that she's okay. Obviously, it's not okay to hit anybody.
Definitely not.
Right.
But who uses a bowl of chili?
Well, okay, here's what happened is that he had drank a bunch of moonshine, and he'd walked outside of the house.
Eating a bowl of chili.
And he had the chili in his hand, and he saw what was happening. He got real mad and had to throw it.
Throw that chili.
It was spicy. That might have stung.
I'm saying, if it was hot and spicy,
now,
I would hit him with a hose if he hit me with a bowl.
Cheese in it.
I hope they had cheese and sour cream. Make it a little bit creamier.
Now, I would like to point out that I'm not making fun of anyone with a Southern accent. I am from the South.
You are definitely from the South.
It just adds a little more humor to it.
It does. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
All right, it is 7:37, and you would hope that a long, passionate kiss that makes you get the jingles and the tingles would actually lead to a second date. But not so much for Colby. Janessa has not called him back after this passionate kiss.
Ooh.
We got to find out why with Blown Off at 7:45.
Hot 101.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.